uses a depletion formation curve. Katrina Poe, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, P-O-E, Katrina Poe. A new patient visit. Date of visit is 9-9-2022. And date of birth is 2-2-1989. Date of accident 9-7-2022. It is as follows patient. Chief complaint is that she was involved in an automobile accident and she suffered from severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, right shoulder, right wrist, behind, and right leg, right knee, and right feet and ankle, but also on the left ankle. The and weakness of the left arm. Sorry, of the right arm. Weakness of the right arm. History of automobile accident is as follows. On 9-7-2022, patient was traveling as a driver in a caravan van. Had her kids, daughter 11 and son 7 years, in the middle seat on the back. And she was involved in another SUV at 40 miles an hour. She herself was traveling at 10 miles. The accident occurred on Tyrone and Littlestone, Littlestone, and Tyrone in East Detroit in the Harper Road area. The accident happened as follows. The patient was traveling on a Littlestone and she was trying to make a right on the Tyrone. In the car that was suddenly came ground and hit her on a driver's side, T-bone fashion almost. And was trying to turn in front of her without waiting for her to turn. It appears that that it was a hit and run accident, and she did not pass out. The airbags did not deploy. She was wearing a seatbelt, and the accident happened to around 40 miles an hour. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The damage that occurred to her car was to the front end of the fender, front bumper, and the hood. And however, inside the car, there was no damage to the steering wheel, headrest, or seat belts. And the windshield was okay. There was no damage to any windows. The car was not total. The impact resulted in her hitting her right elbow to the armrest, neck was whiplashed, head jarred into the headrest, and right knee injured into the dashboard, and she started having lower back pain, neck pain, and left leg pain, and right arm pain. History of presenting illness, patient reports having a headache,
which are 8
on a scale of 1 to 10, affecting the left temple, severe. And they are sensitive to the light. They are present daily, 1 or 2 times per day. No nausea, vomiting, seizure, or are present. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory, ringing in the ear, nausea, and spots in the region. The patient reports she didn't pass out and she never had headaches before. And she denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, or blackouts, no incontinence of the urine bowel. But she does have some nausea and spots in the vision. However, there is no loss of vision field or spots, no vomiting, and no incontinence of the urine bowel. She did go to the ER, where she was for 4 hours. Actually, the elbow was done, but no seizure was done. In addition, patients report severe pain in the neck, 9, right shoulder pain is 9, mid back pain is 10, lower back pain is 10. She also has a severe pain in the right knee, which is 10, right ankle is 6, left ankle is 10. She has a difficult walking, and she reports that these pains are throbbing, shooting,
stabbing, sharp,
heart burning, and aching. Pain intensity is 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are a factor 10 at this time. In this modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, standing, lying down, and driving. And improved by nothing and except medication. Patient denies any numbness or tingling except for the third and fourth finger on the right side. There is no numbness and tingling of the buttocks or lower extremities or the left arm. She reports of having only an X-ray done on the day of accident, nothing else. She has not had any treatment except for medication from the hospital, no other doctor she has seen. Currently, she has presence of muscle weakness, especially on the right arm, and she has dropped her phones because of that. She also reports of numbness tingling of the third and fourth finger and of the right hand, but there is no bladder bowel incontinence. In addition, patient reports that her mood is okay, but she has sleep problem, depression problem, anxiety problem. In homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, she has lost her thought problem or concentration problem. And she reports that she is suffering from difficulty walking, and she can walk with a limp less than 2 blocks, though she can walk. And sitting and standing, she feels cramping in the knee, which is slightly painful. She reports of weakness. Numbness is present in the right third and fourth finger and part of the right forearm, the tingling. Sleep disturbance, 4 hours, she can sleep. Denies any central anesthesia. In the ADL, patient reports specifically walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, opening containers, reaching into cabinets are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Eating is affected 9, vacuuming 8, writing and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 6. In the past treatment, only X-rays were done, and in the past treatment, only medications have been used. No physical therapy and no medical help has been provided. Medical history is positive, past medical history and system reviews, reports of no medical findings at all. In the past medical history, C-section in 2010 at St. John and cyst removal 2022 at St. John. Allergic to penicillin, is as follows. The mother and father are alive with high blood pressure problems, and she is the only child, and they know siblings. Does smoke occasionally, few cigarettes, and no, does not abuse any medication at all. The examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 163/119, pulse is 67, temperature 98, height 5'3", weight 156, pulse oxygen 98. A 33-year-old African American female of a good health nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. There is no sinuses, joints, clubbing, and colony care. Alert oriented, hydration is good, and the attitude and demeanor is good, dress and hygiene is normal. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or serious pain faces are noticed. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. The rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including neurological examination. The musculature examination does not reveal any major muscle spasms. Except in the right trapezius muscles, upper fibers, where there is 2 finger points. In the musculoskeletal examination and inspection, the entire spine is completely normal with normal curvature alignment, no scars. C567 and L45 plus 1 on bilateral sacral iliac joint. With muscle spasm not present in general and no Bilateral sacroiliac joints are found to be slightly tender. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction is negative, Soto heart test is negative. Lumbar spine, the Bridgen's cardiac test is negative, straight leg raising test was positive bilaterally at 40 degrees. Control lateral leg raising test was found positive. And other test is positive. Can test was positive. The reference sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint, especially the left side is tender. And standing flexion test, iliocompression test, distraction test are negative. Fiber test is positive. Dorsal test is positive bilaterally. Sign is negative. The examination of the extremity is reveals that the right shoulder has some tenderness and pain is lying and ability to do the abduction is 90 degrees. There is a weakness of 4 by 5 motor power and the Hawking Kennedy test, amphibian test, near test, speed test are positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is positive, strong palm test are negative. The examination of the right elbow is completely normal. There is a slight pain in the only terminal process is examination of the wrist and the hand, it is found that the terminal side and further brain are positive for carpal tunnel compression. However, rest of the reflexes are normal, grips are normal, motor power is 4 by 5, and muscle weakness is not present, there is no atrophy of enough on this. Major issues like ulcer, wound, fractures, color of the skin is normal. The right knee joint is reveals a peripatellar apprehension and tenderness and swelling, erythema, but no crepitus, grinding noise is heard. Range of motion of the right shoulder is limited to 100 degrees with tenderness of the collateral ligaments bilaterally. Valgus varus abnormally is not present. Anterior draw, posterior draw is positive, nephmodus, spinal negative. Both ankle examinations do not reveal any fracture. Range of motions are normal. Medial and lateral malleolus is normal. No tenderness. Mild tenderness, but no fracture. No contusion lacerations. Rest of the feet examination is normal. Diagnosis. Hypertension 110. V at 9.2 X60, R36.89, S09.90 XA, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, NERS M79.2, M60.9, M79.7, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, chest trauma, blunt chest trauma, costochondritis, and then in the upper extremities, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50. In the elbow, there is M25.521. Bursitis possible, M70.31, epicondylitis, medial and lateral, wrist, M25.531, M79.61, G56.01. Lower extremities in the knee area, M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA, thoracic spine, 54.09, 54.6, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, 54.14, Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for Katrina Poe is as follows. First is the physical therapy, which has been ordered to continue 3 times per week for helping in the areas of pain that the patient has reported. Number two, treatment plan. It will be medication. The patient is provided with the following medications that are as follows. We will continue on Mobic 7.5 twice a day, anti-inflammatory, flexural 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SGFX for stomach protection twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg at night for help with the pain and sleep, anxiety, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for pain or headaches, Furicide 1 or 2 every 6 hours for pain relief, Wellcome gel for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. None are available. Available medical records. Need a record from Providence Hospital. It is for 9/7/2016. With a description of the accident. And an X-ray of the elbow was done, which was found to be completely normal. Interventional treatment procedures none have been considered at this time. Surgical options none. Neuroscience none. Attended care case worker none. Past medical records have been ordered released from the extension office. Investigation none are being ordered at this time. DMs. The patient is provided with a knee brace for the right, ankle brace for both, elbow brace for the right. Service brace is provided for the right, leg brace is provided, lower back brace is provided, and the trans unit is provided. Traction unit is provided to help with the patient heal up at home. Education, yes. The follow-up visit will be in 7 days or 15 days, and personal support is yes. Thank you.